Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning, 7:05, January the 4th, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live, and it is absolutely working. I'm listening to it. KCNR1460.com. Good morning. And I like to welcome back two people y'all haven't heard in a long time. Mm-hmm. Bad Bob.
Well, good morning.
How was Jamaica?
If only.
If only. If only. You know what? We missed you, Mr. Smiling Face. You let January get away from me.
I tell you, it got away from me, too. Trust me.
So, you know, I can't wait to hear the story how you go to an emergency room and stay 3 hours and you watch the street people get through in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And, of course, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Linda. Good morning, honey.
Well, it's great to be back. And, Bob, I'm sorry that you had the tooth problem. But, you know, my mom experienced the same thing with, a crown or something like that, just not working and an infection. And we all know that if you have something like, an infection in your teeth really can connect to other organs. I don't think people really realize that a tooth infection can actually lead to heart failure.
Well, you know, I've had people that have heard people that had a droopy tooth, but that reflected other things, but I'm not sure what that
means.
A droopy tooth.
What is that?
Oh, we'll talk about it later, but okay.
Super Bowl ad.
We're going to talk about those later. But you know what? Welcome back, hon.
Oh, it's great to be back. We have a lot to cover, a lot of stuff to go on. Let's talk about the weather really fast. I love being back, of course. And it was, I wish I could tell you that I was on a balmy beach, but that is not true, but it felt really good. It feels good to get, portions of your life organized. It was like revisiting children from a foreign country. Now, my children have been living in a foreign country for years, and I went to go see them.
You revisited your children.
I did. I actually brought them out of the closet. Currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios here at KCNR. Looks like we have a mostly sunny day with temperatures around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 38. Well, let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Kathy, good morning. Kathy Lathrop Cummings, what's going on?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 96 points at 13,913. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is down 8 at 1,505. And the NASDAQ is down 13 at 3,166. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 7 cents at $11.64 and Morgan Stanley Corporation down 53 cents at $22.98. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is down 4 cents at $4.91 and Tri-Counties Bank is down 8 cents at $16.72. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has lowered the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.19%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.39 at $96.38. Gold is down $3.30 at $16.67.30. And silver is down 32 cents at $31.63. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. You know, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. They're giving us our market minute. If you want some advice from them, personal advice, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to catch up on everything that's going on around here, what happened on the weekend, what's happening this week, and what happened while you were gone. I can't wait. You know, I want to share to everybody what you managed to accomplish over here over the last few days. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Is poker your passion? River's Edge Poker Room inside Wind River Casino is your Valentine's Day hotspot for a fun, exciting, and lucky Valentine's Day. Grab a mate and play your cards right in our Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament, February 14th at 6 p.m. Your $45 per couple buy-in will get you $4,000 in chips. Get lucky with the Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament on February 14th at 6 p.m. For details, call 1-800-YOU-WIN, log on to windriver.com, check out the River's Edge on Facebook.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine's where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Casino for our Valentine's dinner special. Charbroiled filet mignon and lobster tail, baked potato and seasoned vegetables, house salad and chocolate dipped Grand Marnier strawberries with a glass of champagne for only $50 a couple. After dinner, play your favorite slot machine with $10 free slot play on us. Call 1-800-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Yeah, Linda's back. Carl Linda Bott.
Okay, that's
KCNR,
a really cool.
1460. Yeah, you know what? I like when you take 3 days off with your whole mouth, with your jaw coming out. I like it,
no,
Bob. You come back a lot more, you know, revved up there. Is that what Vicodin does for you?
Oh, man.
No, it did nothing. I more than ever, do not get people with painkiller addiction because I hated it.
So how's it feel to sit in an emergency room for 3 hours? You can't move. You can't breathe. And every unwashed that comes in off the streets gets in front of you.
And
you had insurance.
The great unwashed.
Yeah, it was an experience. And when people talk about what kind of shape the medical world is in, seeing it from that angle is just not a pleasant experience.
You too can be an emergency room nurse.
Oh my gosh.
All right, now.
You can imagine the rage. I wonder if there's ever, you know, how people go, you know, ballistic.
I wonder if people get angry. Did you get angry or were you just too much in pain?
I was in too much pain to get angry.
Was Brenda angry?
She was, especially the guy in the mismatched plaids looking for his recreational additive and who was wanting to talk to anybody in authority. And it was just, the guy calls 911 from the emergency room to try to get taken to the other hospital so see if they'll serve him better. I'm not making that up. I wish I was making that up watching my tax dollars at work, because you know that's who puts the bill for that.
Then your insurance. He's calling 911 from one hospital to see if he can get to the next.
I wish I was making that up. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And all you were wanting to do was to get
was
some
to be able to
relief.
Breathe, right?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I wasn't dying here or something.
Obviously, after they took your vital signs, they go, yeah, we'll just let him wait, and let's take care of that plaid guy.
Yeah, and I finally got tired enough. I'm dozing, and Brenda goes, you know, you can be just as miserable at home as you can here in your own bed. So. Yeah.
You see, what I don't understand is that can't they, like, isn't there, like, some kind of wand they can put over your body to go, you are in infection. You're at this stage in your infection.
Never even got that far. They made sure my heart was beating, and that was about it.
You know what it is? It is stop the bleeding, start the breathing. Start the breathing. And, you know, and your heart was beating, you weren't bleeding, and you were breathing. So, hey, you know what? You just stand back for a while because you got insurance. Did you tell them that? Did you tell them, I have insurance?
I never even got to show them my card.
Oh. You mean, did you even fill out paperwork?
Nope.
Well, that's okay. You're going to get a $5,000 bill tomorrow.
Somebody will hear from, you know, they'll hear about it on the air, let me tell you.
Okay. Well, you know what? We can tell Linda's back, because I tell you what, she's shedding clothes here at a cyclic rate.
People don't seem to, you know, we have the, I don't know what they think our station is, but even, you know, when you watch people on the radio, we have a small, that's probably the size of a closet.
It isn't.
It is.
I don't want to argue with you, honey, but this is easily.
Linda's probably had a bigger closet.
You're right. You know what? Come to think of it. You're right.
No
it is
kidding.
The size of your closet. You know, the size of
yeah,
my closet.
But I don't
it's much
broadcast larger. The show from my closet with five other people, and it's energy. It's energy. We don't just sit here like, you know, on ice, just, you know, twiddling our thumbs. There's energy that goes out. So it kills me that we don't have the master control in here. Now, how many women that are listening to this right now want to have, usually you get it too, the master control.
You know, if you get the master control, the next thing you want, is remote.
No, I want it at 68. I would rather layer than to feel like I'm hot and I have to take off. I would rather do that. And I come in and it's beautiful outside, it's cold outside, and you come in and it's just like, it's hard to breathe.
How about that crab feed Saturday?
Crap. Speaking of 1,000 of your closest friends, but they keep it cool. Hello? They better, because the crab is going to get gross.
You know what? It was one
it
of
was
the,
wonderful.
It was another great crab feed put on by the Women's Refuge. What can I say? You know what? If you didn't go to that crab feed, you missed out. Because, you know what? Here's the thing is, the volunteers, and Bob, you were there.
Yeah,
I saw
you
were
impressed.
Chewing on one side.
Brenda and I volunteered to do, to work behind the scenes, I guess, 5 years ago. And it was quite
your
an
name
experience.
Is still up there, you know that?
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't change the slides.
Boomer Check, he's been very, very involved. Of course, have been.
But who are the volunteers? Who are all these volunteers they get? Because I did not hear that announcement. But they are, I mean, there's hundreds
what
of them.
What an army. Yeah.
It
yeah.
is. They come up and they're feeding over 1,000 people.
And let's say a shout out to Christy Hansen and Barbara Harrison and Gene King.
And our host.
Sandy and Bob Morrison.
What can we say?
We sat with the table of the funnest people. We really,
thank you so much. No, thank you. No, she did it. She went, flowers on the table. We had all the, everything was there.
And you know, we're not shy when it comes to crab feeds, all you can eat, because we truly do.
Frankly, there are a lot of crabs died for your sins out there this weekend.
I kept saying one more. I mean, we'd do like, you know, there'd be quarters or halves. Well, I don't know. I think we were probably,
it was great.
We were gluttons.
No, we weren't gluttons. Gluttons would have been two more.
Well, when you weren't looking.
Mike and Bertha Michalak, of course, joined us. And what he did was, and you know, this is the low of the low, is I had melted all my butter, and he took the butter and poured it on his crab. And you know, frankly, right there, our friendship almost ended.
Well, you know, there's pickers. I didn't realize this. There's pickers. You guys have to laugh. There's pickers and there's pilers. And I just, somebody said,
are you
a picker or a piler? I said, I'm a picker. I want to suck the crab.
I'm a piler.
You're a piler? Yeah.
Oh,
I think most people are pilers.
Really?
I see pickers occasionally.
Get a nice big chunk of it there and enjoy it at leisure.
I like to, it's like work and eat while I'm working. Yeah.
All the, you know, the hills, the goins. I mean, you know,
fun.
Lori Goin. You know,
what a doll.
Lori, yeah, you know, they're all. Anyway, but everybody had a great time. And I can't say enough for the Women's Refuge, like you said, and Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center. Michael Burke and Angela, both Angelas were out there, Gene King. I mean, everybody. Barbara Harrison, like you said. But, hey, thank you so much because it does so much. They raised thousands of dollars for the Women's Refuge.
And truly, I would say, Carl, I think it's the best silent auction of the year. Always the most interesting and lovely items. This year they did something different, but they were just a, there was,
we ended
was
up with
so...
a chair. How did we end up with a chair in the back of our car?
Because our friend bought one of those, what are they called?
I'm not sure what it was, but he bought it and you were pushing him along on the parking lot.
Parking lot after everybody had left on a speed ride.
You know how long you are. You know, Bob, you know, when
it was like
you left,
a laughing moment.
We were the last car in the parking lot somehow.
Is that a fact?
I don't know how that happened. You know, usually we just kind of like,
You guys usually come in late and are like the ghost.
We did come in late. That people did see Mike when we were pushing him in the chair quickly across the parking lot. That the bottom wheel got stuck in a hole and he went flying.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, laughing.
He was like three rolls. Anyway, hey, we have to take a break and we come back at Super Bowl. We want to talk Super Bowl and John Sedelli's coming on joining us at the bottom of the hour. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bob, I'm so happy you're back.
Man. I'm happy to be back. KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25-to-1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out. And that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yaks.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Do the splits.
Yeah. Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Is there more to it than that?
I want to hear, like, we're going to go into.
Come on. Something. Oh, now.
One of the greatest guitar riffs ever.
Is it coming yet? Oh, no, it was the first one.
All right, that was it. Okay.
40 degrees in the downtown studios, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with about 38 degrees. Looks like we're going to have a little light variable wind. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
We've got
John Stadelli coming on in a minute. You're here in the studio.
Good
before
morning.
We really get rolling
we'll talk
here.
To you. We'll talk to you when it's your turn.
Talk to him all the
okay,
time.
Okay, Super Bowl. All right, Super Bowl. First of all,
it
just looked like it was going to be a blowaway. And then, you know, at the beginning of the second half, the run back, 108 yards. And then the lights go out.
Boom.
And then, you know what? And of course, it became the longest Super Bowl game in history when you have a 38-minute blackout or something.
I wanted to watch the after game.
But what did you think about Beyonce?
I think that, you know what? I really think that woman, she's all over the place.
Even
you
kind of
get Beyonce.
Lip-synced the,
well, whatever. Yeah. That's not what you asked me. She's Beyonce, you get Beyonce'd out. Or you can. But I was so impressed with her, athleticism, if you will. She is down to the core, hard, dancing, singing. She owned it. I don't know how to explain it.
She was just great.
She was to the bone owning her moment. I love that.
The game itself, 49er fans are going to be screaming about the call that wasn't made in the last, you know, when they threw the ball into the end zone on fourth and five. And they, you know, people will scream that the receiver was held. I think personally that there was only six flags thrown the whole game, maybe less. There was very few penalties thrown. And trust me, there were opportunities for both teams to have a lot of flags thrown, including the, Flacco that was going out of bounds and a guy hit him, you know, 2 yards out of bounds and knocked him even further. Could have been a big flag right there, but it wasn't. So I think the refs let him play. John, what do you think? Were you watching? Did you get that?
Did you get that impression? I did.
They could have thrown more flags, but they chose not to.
You know what? Sometimes in games like that, you have to be really decisive. The winner. Yeah. I mean, you're both champions in your own rights in divisions.
Go.
And so when you make a play, it's got to be absolute and no
fist
question.
Fist fights out on the field. I mean, fist fights on the field. Helmets being yanked off, guys rolling around, no flags. Or it might be, you know, one flag for each team, and then one of the referees got pushed by one of the players.
Whoa.
Yeah. And nothing happened there. I mean, they were letting them, they were letting them battle it out. And I kind of like that.
Football.
It shouldn't be like rollerball where they're killing. It should not be like rollerball where they're killing people on the field, but they should be able to play.
Just can't dumb it down.
No.
Which was your favorite commercial?
I didn't.
Oh. All right. Okay, what was yours?
Well, okay, I cried with the Clydesdale, and according to the news association this morning, Budweiser's Clydesdale wins by the ad meter.
And what about the the other one was the GoDaddy? GoDaddy, where the beautiful the beautiful waitress or not waitress?
It was hard to eat and watch.
Where's your fantasy?
The beautiful model. Teamed up with the
the nerdy guy.
The nerdy guy.
Okay.
And they kissed.
Hot meets nerdy, but kissed. There was no...
Somebody said it looked like Brent Gumbel's son.
I tell you what, you know who he
Greg Gumbel.
Is even, no.
Oh,
and
but
his
anyway.
Face was all red, and they said it took 60 takes to get that kiss right. But it was a little unnerving.
She's beautiful. Anyway, the thing is that here's the deal. There were no open mouths and tongues. I was thinking that they were going to have all this like...
You have to watch the internet one.
Oh.
That was cut, the one on TV.
Oh, well, you know, because they practiced a whole bunch of times.
Oh,
there,
gross. So. But anyway, so it was a clean kiss.
I like the Clydesdale.
It was
too.
A long kiss, but it was a clean kiss.
I like the Clydesdale.
Yes.
You know, the Clydesdale is always good.
And you like the Joe Montana pizza.
Joe Montana pizza when his wife washes the stain out and goes, go Ravens.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a good time. It was a good time.
I hope everybody enjoyed the Super Bowl. You know, you can't take them too seriously.
Carl made me fried chicken and fried corn.
Yum.
I needed it.
Fried corn.
Fried
Yum.
Corn.
That's a southern thing.
He did it outside because I wasn't going to have grease everywhere in the kitchen, but
I was impressed. Linda spent one whole day cleaning the oven and the stove. Okay, that's the good part. Bad part is we can't use it.
Ever again.
We'll be back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are pulling back after the Dow Industrials closed above 14,000 on Friday, the highest level since October of 2007. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the blue chips are down triple digits. Shares of Acme Packet, though, are rallying after software giant Oracle said it's buying the networking equipment company for $1.7 billion. That comes to $29.25 per share, a 22% premium to Acme Packet's closing price on Friday. And talks to take Dell private are reportedly close to wrapping up. According to the Wall Street Journal, negotiations over the buyout continued last night with the goal of finalizing a deal in the coming days. The Journal says under the plan, stockholders would be offered a price of around $13 to $14 a share. Michael Dell would take majority ownership, while private equity giant Silver Lake and Microsoft would become minority investors in the company. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free million-bottle giveaway with free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. Call now for your 100% risk-free trial giveaway of Proactive, including two free extras and free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-745-3950. That's 1-800-745-3950.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Sandy Mastin with the University Preparatory School Educational Foundation, inviting you to join us for our exciting 5th annual auction dinner event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th at the Reading Elks Lodge. Guests will also enjoy casino-style gaming, dinner, and dancing to Reading's own Clear Cut. To learn how you can partner with us and to purchase tickets, go to myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Great time to get coffee there. Great coffee, great prices. They are the ones at Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. And then they meet or beat any tobacco price in town. Joe and Shelley, great job. Great. They've been there for 30 years. They've been supporting our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is John Stadelli.
Good morning.
And my wife.
Good morning.
What are you looking at? I mean, well, you, what? What?
Nothing. Nothing. I was just thinking about how you enjoyed your cigar yesterday, which is a new, I think a new release. A new release from Tobacco and Brew.
It is. It is.
Anyway, yeah. John Stadelli, we're so excited, for you to be here, who is the premier chef, the one and only out of, in Salmo Vineyards.
And before we start though, let's go to Indian Dave. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Hey, I just had a couple of comments. The Super Bowl, I like the kids singing in the first of it.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoy. I didn't see the troop thing. I would have liked to have seen that, the tribute to the troops. But I did like the Paul Harvey one with the farmer. I thought that was.
Oh, yeah.
That was very touching.
That was.
Very touching. There's not very many of them left, you know, and I think the Ravens went home with the blackout, and then they finally realized, hey, we're still in the game, fellas, so we better do something. But that was a real football game, I'd say, real football.
I tell you what, my favorite part, really, of the game, I mean, the game was really exciting, but when they – it was listening to Phil Sims, who's a commentator, when the other guy says, well, I think he says, you think the coach will take a safety here. Oh, no, no, the coach isn't going to take a safety. He's not going to take a safety. And, of course, they took the safety. When the ball was hiked back to the punter, he just held it. And the Ravens really didn't know what to do right then. And then the punter runs toward the back of the end zone and then over to the side. When there was 11 seconds left, he ran 8 seconds of the clock off running in circles until they caught him.
That was terrific. Listen, the other thing I have a gripe this morning, and it's just this doggone gasoline thing. I cannot believe that we're going up again, and it's just going to happen. So we're just going to have to live with it. I am, believe it or not, I'm getting my bicycle out of mothballs, and you might see me on the river trail. If you do, please call the EMTs and get me to the hospital.
Hey, what's the gas up to now?
It's 375 right downtown there at the real reasonable station around the corner from you. But it's 395 at different places.
Yeah, and the electric rates are going up too.
It's ridiculous. So yeah, you guys have a wonderful day, Linda. It's good to have you back. You guys have a good one.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, I was looking for garage sales on Saturday and Sunday morning, and I think, you know, because it was Super Bowl Sunday, I didn't see a sign out. And I was like, oh, man, I wish I'd listened to the Ernie and Dave. I find out, you know.
They got everything.
They got up early and took the dog to the dog park, and I always like to run around there and see if there's, you know,
that's right. Dave and Ernie have, let's sell it. And they sell everything. Well, not everything. They don't sell people. Animals or weapons. No, they don't sell those.
Well, let's talk about John Stadelli, and let's talk about our beautiful Anselmo Vineyards. That's such a treasure here in the North State. And you are the chef, and you hand select all the food and create these wonderful menus.
You have your own garden.
What
we do? It's going to be a fantastic year. The garden is actually going to be in full swing. Last year, it was kind of half a season of gardening. This year, it's going to be the full season. And Doyle up there, our gardener, and is going to have a wonderful time putting some stuff in for us. And I'm going to have a great time picking it. You know, there's so much more dimension to what you can do when it's coming out of the ground fresh for you like that.
We need to have the gardener on too that does that really grows.
Oh, we definitely need to.
We were talking about cilantro, how expensive cilantro is. And I said, you know, how easy is it to grow cilantro? I don't know. But it makes me want to grow it after you spend.
It's $1.79 for a little bunch of it. And it used to be like 79 cents. What's happened?
It's happened to everything. Most of the fresh herbs and things like that are basil's $12 a pound.
So you can just go out there
and grow it. And it grows like crazy during the summer months.
You can go out there and cut it off and then chop it up fresh right off of there. That is so exciting, John.
Well, the nice thing is everything is seasonal. And so we can create menus around each season as they're going. You know, through the wintertime, I'm getting all my ground stuff. You know, I got some late season stuff, winter stuff that's popping right now. So it's just fun to play with.
So what's happening on Valentine's?
Valentine's Day is always a great tip in Selma Vineyards. It's a place to relax and dine and dine your sweetheart. I've got we're really almost booked for dinner right now. Lunch is looking pretty good too, but I highly recommend the lunch. It's kind of neat. It's $100 a couple, and you get
reasonable. No, I mean, it is for Valentine's Day to go out and have something. Why not do lunch?
Oh, absolutely, and the lunch is fantastic. I've got 5 courses going on. You know, it's kind of a prefix set menu in the beginning, and you get choices of Chateaubriand, steak Danielle, noisettes of lamb, all kinds of fun stuff going on up there.
And lunch goes till how late on Valentine's Day?
We're going to run till about 4:30, and then we'll start dinner early as well, around 4:30.
What day is the 14th? How wonderful.
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay. So you could do a Thursday afternoon at 2 or 1 and enjoy this long, beautiful. Oh.
You know, and the weather holding the way that it is, the patio is beautiful for lunchtime. Mm. And I mean, you know, in Selma Vineyards, we give you a table and it's yours. You know, we're not rushing you out.
Yeah, there's no such thing as turning tables.
No, we don't do that. 474-5546.
And when we say it's sold out, that's it. You get to sit down and enjoy a long period of time with people aren't hovering over you. They'll hover over you for great service.
Yes.
But not hovering over you, around you to make sure that you're taken care of. But you get to relax and enjoy the feeling of five-star dining. It really is there.
Of course, for the sweeting hearts.
Okay, wait, I'm going to have to break in
here.
We have
come
to
back,
take a quick
hearts.
Break. And we have people on the line wanting to talk about Anselmo. So we'll be right back. Carl and about our guest, John Stadelli, the chef of Anselmo Vineyards. John. And we're talking about Valentine's Day and other things because we want to talk about other things too.
Yes.
So we'll be right back.
Father's is Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
911.
She shot him. She shoot him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and Tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299.
Tapas downtown. Always fresh, always delicious. Never a dull meal.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know what? Streets of Fire. This is our Streets of Fire day.
You get you like that. You love
movie.
This movie.
The music's great in it. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air.
Marty, 7 days, go Marty.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day, emergency calls, repairs, installation, routine maintenance, you name it, they do it. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Been around since 1992, doing great work for all their neighbors right here in the North State. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jay, thank you for waiting.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, do you have any comfort food for all those depressed Niners out there?
Well, you know what? I'm not sure because, you know, I just think, you know what, the Niners in the first half didn't come to play. I mean, if they did, it was the Ravens were too much for them. Then they came back like they always do, but it just wasn't enough. Well, it just wasn't.
Well, I'm a Jaguars fan, and let me tell you, that's a long road. But, so I didn't have a dog in that hunt, but I thought it was a good game despite the blatant, game-changing, non-call at the end of the game. But the reason I called was, Chef, how are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
You know, I just wanted to say, give you some props on air because your food is exquisite. I took my wife there for our last anniversary, and we really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. We're humbled.
And it's not hard to grow the vegetables you were talking about. My wife was born here, but was raised in Mexico. She's a dual citizen. We have peppers and all kinds of stuff that grows in the soil around here easily. So you could easily get those things you're talking about.
Well, you know, cilantro. I mean, I'm hooked on cilantro. So I think I could probably grow that because I understand it kind of grows kind of easy.
It does.
So I kind of like weeds. I like to have an acre of cilantro. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife, she brings in all the cilantro because cilantro is a big part of Mexican meals. We have tons of cilantro and it grows easily.
Oh, do you have to grow it in seeds or something or? How do you grow cilantro? Anyway, that's okay. Anyway, well, Jay, thanks a lot for the comments. I mean, I'm glad
you
liked
it
up there. And Jay is, of course, our yellow cab philosopher and just listens all the time. Jay, take care out there.
Take care. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Jay.
Awesome.
Our guest this morning is John Sedelli, who is the master chef, the one and only up at Ensemble Vineyards. In fact, you've been there. You basically have created, yes, it's a beautiful ambiance and a great place to be, but you know, you've got to keep coming back for great food.
Yeah, every day is something just a little bit different for us, and that's where we're at with it. We Reverge builds all the time, and so do I. You know, kind of right behind him. Wherever he goes, I'm standing there.
When's the steel and glass?
The conservatory.
Conservatory going to be finished.
I'll tell you what, Uncle Bob up there is pounding away with the nails and getting rolling
it's
on
amazing.
That thing.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely beautiful.
Who's your steel guy up there?
You know, I'm not sure the steel guy is up there. You might.
I'm going to have to check him out because I know who he is. I just right now I can't remember the name of his company.
No, they're getting to it. That's for sure.
Yeah, trying to get it open by March.
He's the one that did all your tables out there.
Yeah, it is. And I apologize for not remembering who that is. It's on my brain.
All right. Well, so the conservatory is going. They're trying to open that by, or you're trying to open that by the end of March, I believe. By March 23rd, I think there's a wedding.
Yeah, we have a wedding there.
And the exciting thing is that this is going to be another landmark for the North State. This will be a landmark.
It's everything that we do up there has got a certain touch of class and some ingenuity to it. And the glass, Liz over at Miles is pounding away at the glass because it's mostly glass, the building itself. And it's it'll be, treated inside so you'll have heat and air. We'll be able to, make it really nice for people up there before the tent was kind of tough to do that in.
Well, it's amazing how the county still wants to shut down the place after, $26-27 million.
Now, people who are interested in that kind of stuff, come up and look. I mean, it speaks for itself.
When people say, "Oh, you're doing it without permits," come out and take a look at everything. Even the lawyers from the other side go up there and look at it and go, "Oh my gosh, this is beautiful." And they brought their people with them to see if there's anything wrong.
Yeah, they've been.
It's overbuilt.
A lot of people. Have
been. Anyway, okay, let's go past that.
Don't forget the sweets from my little sweetheart Kim up there on the mountain, my pastry chef.
Okay.
You got to do that. She's knocking out some crazy stuff right now. We're putting some efforts into her area this year that are going to really sow some fruit. So
Okay. Yeah. The sweets for, okay, so give us a hint, like.
You know, we're just, the things that we're gonna grow, that we're growing up there, and Doyle is putting in some fruit trees and things that we're gonna be playing with, and we're just getting really into the garmage of a lot of the work that we're doing, the garnish aspect, so, and she's really getting fired up about it. I have a little more time to spend with her this year.
Oh, that's great. Okay, one more thing, you know, we're gonna take a break, but, you have, Clay,
Sporting clays.
Sporting clays.
Yeah, awesome. It's not like trap and skeet shooting. It's more imitating the birds themselves. And so it's fun. We can talk about that.
Well, it's 15 stations?
Yeah, 12 stations. 12 stations. That you're kind of golf carting to. It's like around a golf, but with a gun.
It's you have to travel. And I've shot it three times now. And I tell you what, they've got the throwers out in hidden positions. And when you come up and you're pointed in the right direction, I mean, you walk up into a shooting area. And then here they come. And, in some cases, you'll see them, you know, from a long way away, just like a bird. Others, that they'll come fast through the
jump
trees.
Right at you. It'll
come fast through the trees, and you've got to shoot in an open area. If all of our trap and skeet shooters, if you're really good at shooting trap, you need to come out there and try this out, because you're going to be shooting at least 50 times.
Easy. You're going to shoot 100 to 150 rounds.
Yeah, because you're shooting doubles coming out of there. But you are going to really test yourself. It's not going to be like it's wide open. You're going to be shooting through trees. You've got to be able to pick up the birds, the clay pigeons, as they're coming out and catch them, and then just like you are out in the field. It's really a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a ton of fun. You've got birds going up, you're overhead sometimes above
That's
the
right.
bird. I mean, they're just every position you can imagine that a quail or a dove or a duck might be coming from. And especially for guys that are, you know, guns a little rusty, they want to come out, you get tuned up pretty good. Intermediate guys or even beginners, you know, we have classes and stuff that'll teach beginners. It's fun for everybody.
That's right. Do you have shotguns for people that
don't
have shotguns?
Yep. You do.
You
got shotguns and shot. You can rent and buy, all that good stuff.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. John Sedeli is our guest from Insomo. So we're just talking about the latest up there. And then I think we've got a couple other things we want to talk about when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, welcome back, Linda. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and a very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866, 241 Stone.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale, going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Mako in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to GNRM.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's back today. It is 7:55 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live. Of course, our guest, John Stadelli. You sold out the wine tasting.
Yeah, the winemaker's dinner. It's
winemakers.
It's going to be a fantastic evening. We have a 6-course meal going on that night that's all paired with Chanda's, all Chanda's new wines. And, I'm looking forward to the food end of it. We're going to really tone it, down service in as far as timing is concerned and really let people dine and enjoy this. As we always usually do, but there's going to be some serious focus on this. And it is sold out. We have another one planned for October. And, I think that we will probably wind up doing them quarterly with the season and as Chanda's able to do them. But it should be pretty exciting. I've got a few surprises myself to throw in there on the courses.
Excited.
It'll wind up around 10 courses. We'll
be there. You know, we're on the list to make that an evening. And I had Chanda. It's so funny. She said, I answered everything. Chandra. So anyway, Chanda was on Thursday night. It was really interesting to hear about that. This is a launch of her expression of the wine.
I have to tell you, I stay clear of Chanda when she's doing her work and out of her area because I know it's very special to her. And I have to recommend to everybody, if you've not come up and let her show you around what she does, I let her take me through just as a dummy the other day. And I was amazed. She truly is an artisan, an expert at what she does. And I think there's a lot of people excited to get some of this wine that she's making. It's really, truly going to be renewing for this area.
Oh,
big time.
Isn't that exciting? Love
it. It always is.
You know what? In times when we think about what has been changing with our tax laws and, you know, the gas and other things that just can be depressing, mm-hmm. There's something really beautiful about customer service and elegance and being able to go someplace where there's a standard where, you know, when you're going there, it's 12 miles away.
Yeah.
It's this wonderful, uplifting, like, wow, I didn't have to go to Napa, didn't have to go to San Francisco, I didn't have to go to wherever, it's right here, and I just think it's a real jewel.
I think a lot of the things that we do today are to strive in service that way is free. It doesn't cost any money to go the extra effort to do that for people and just to provide great services, you know. Lanyaping people is a term in the down in the bayou area of doing something totally unexpected for somebody that really doesn't cost anything.
Well,
so sharing it is nice.
Well, I guess that's the best thing is if you go the extra step and the people like it, when you sell out your winemakers dinner and you're selling out, you know,
Valentine's Day 474-5546. Get your last minute reservations for lunch.
Is it brunch or lunch?
We have lunch and dinner.
Okay, lunch and dinner. So be for lunch, just like you said. And so you've got, obviously, you're doing something right up there.
Sure.
And so there's a lot of other things that will be happening in the next couple months. And, you know, we'll have you back on again.
Love to be
about
there.
That. Okay, when we come back after our break, we're going to be, after the news, we've got Enjoy Magazine's going to be here talking about the latest there. Tomorrow, Doug LaMalfa is calling in, is beginning his monthly phone calls to us. We're going to have him call in once a month to update us, and we've got some other things we're working on right now that should allow us to get even more news and more of what's happening in the North State out
to
all of our
listeners.
Well,
thank you, John Stadelli, once again for joining us and talking about the clay shooting and horseback riding. Now's the time that's going to get booked up.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Now, I know they've brought in some new horses.
We do.
Yeah.
A few more. And Lori was very busy yesterday, I believe.
No. Yeah. You don't want the one that goes, You know, we've got horses for small people. We've got horses for big people. We've got people. We've got horses that have never been ridden before for people who have never ridden before.
Right.
You know, so we try to match everybody.
You're breaking them in.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The president's taking his gun proposals on the road, appealing for public support to help soften a tough sell in Congress. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The White House says the president is going to Minneapolis because it's a city where the gun debate is already well underway and where city officials are already taking steps to address it. The president using campaign-style trips like these to try and build a swell of public support. His plan to ban assault-style weapons, limit ammunition clip size, and tighten background check rules is running into stiff opposition from gun rights supporters. They see it as an infringement on their constitutional rights. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. A school on lockdown near Tulsa, Oklahoma, after reports of gunfire at Coweta Intermediate High School, what now appears to have been a student suicide. No one else reported injured. What went wrong on a mountain road in California? Federal investigators now on the case of a tour bus crash that killed at least eight people. Fox News Radio's Jeff Benasso following this live.
The tour bus carrying passengers back to Mexico last night from a skiing trip in Big Bear slammed into a car, flipped over, then hit an SUV, sending debris, even body parts, across both lanes of State Highway 38 and leaving dozens injured.
Our investigators are going to inspect the bus to see if there was possibly any mechanical failures in the bus.
California Highway Patrol's Mario Lopez saying speed was a factor. Both lanes of Highway 38 expected to be shut down all day. Drivers were told to use alternates to get around that mess, Lisa.
Jeff, a centuries-old mystery finally solved in Britain.
Beyond reasonable doubt, the individual exhumed at Greyfriars is indeed Richard III, the last Plantagenet king of England.
A team of scientists matching DNA from a distant living relative to remains found last year in a parking lot. A sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow's down 121 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Former Navy SEAL and a friend killed on a shooting range. The suspect, a former Marine who's held on $3 million bail. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Chris Kyle wrote a book about his experience as a top sniper and tried to help physically and emotionally wounded fellow vets. Friends say former Marine Eddie Ruth had post-traumatic stress disorder and his mother asked Kyle for help. Police are still sorting out what happened just before Kyle and his buddy Chad Littlefield were found shot to death. Police say Ruth stole Kyle's truck, then drove to his own home in Lancaster, Texas.
He got back in that pickup and left the residence. And there was a pursuit, brief pursuit around the city of Lancaster.
Cops eventually arrested Ruth, who is now charged with murder. Lisa?
Jennifer arriving for his first day at the office. Secretary of State John Kerry paying tribute to the four Americans killed in Benghazi, Libya.
And I know everybody here still mourns that loss.
And making this pledge to State Department employees.
I will not let their patriotism and their bravery be obscured by politics.
Sources tell Fox News that one of Kerry's first orders of business was a Saturday visit to security officers wounded in Benghazi, still hospitalized at Walter Reed. More threatening words from Iran to Israel over Syria.
The head of Iran's National Security Council saying Israel will regret launching an airstrike near the Syrian capital Damascus last week, although Saeed Jalili didn't say exactly how Israel would regret the strike. Iran is Syria's closest ally in the Middle East. American officials believe the Israeli attack was aimed at missiles apparently being transported to Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Syria has already said it will retaliate, but there's been no response so far. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
The Super Bowl may again be the most watched event in U.S. TV history, a mark it has set for 3 years in a row. Already, Nielsen says they had the highest overnight ratings in Super Bowl history. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on our second hour of Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460 AM. Community radio for the North State. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Time is 8:05, January the 4th. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. We have a beautiful day today. Temperatures reaching around 70 degrees, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 38. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Looks like our week is going to be great tomorrow, partly sunny, mostly sunny on Wednesday. And we're going to be going down a little bit on Thursday to around 52 with slight showers. You know why we're laughing? Because we have the folks from Enjoy here. Now, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, but, you know, of course, we have Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta, and there's always a little bit of a, you know, we have an hour now of, we're going to be riding some waves.
Yeah. You know, right after, you know, and we're going to get to that. See, we have Wells Fargo is on one line, and we have, We the People on the other line. So we're going to start though with Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 117 points at 13,892. The S&P 500 is negative 11 at 1,501, and the NASDAQ is negative 21 at 3,157. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 17 cents at $11.54, and Nokia down 11 cents at $3.89. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is down 26 cents at $9.33, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 22 cents at $42.38. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.96%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is down a dollar at $96.77, gold down 40 cents at $16.70.10, and silver down 22 cents at $31.73. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06, right here on KCNR 1460 for their Market Minute. For more information to talk to them, give them a call at 530-243-7561, and they will give you the best information possible, what's happening. Or head on down to Park Marina Drive, right there in Reading. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, let's go to Elizabeth. Good morning, and what's happening tonight?
Great show yesterday, by the way. Yesterday.
Hello.
She dropped.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Are you sure she's on the right? You got the right one?
Yeah.
Okay. Elizabeth, call us back. Somehow we've managed to turn you off. So, I wonder how that happens. But you know what? It just never happens. We never make mistakes here.
Maybe she had call waiting.
Must have been your cell phone.
There she is.
She's coming back. Okay.
Is that Elizabeth?
We're going to just keep talking until, because we're just not going to wait, you know, until
we might be driving in here.
Okay, here we go.
Good morning.
Elizabeth, good morning.
Sorry about that. I was on my cell phone, the call dropped.
Hey, great show yesterday. You guys were, that was really amazing.
Did it sufficiently scare you?
Yes.
You know what, Elizabeth, do you believe everything?
I had to drive around.
You know, I guess it's always a little hard for me when people put out theories, but they won't give you names. Or, you know what I'm saying? Well, this is going to happen and that's going to happen, but I can't tell you how I know. I can't tell you who I talk to. So, I don't know. I always take a grain of salt with everything.
I came home and I talked with Carl about the show, about the, you know, his source with FEMA or high up in the CIA with the, what's it called, with the antidote, but he's in the hills of the Rocky. I mean, I had to pull over and just kind of like, whoa,
yeah.
This is beyond doomsday preppers.
Yeah.
This is,
and you know,
total annihilation of the, you know, the world we live in.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so I have a quick question for Carl. Carl, you know, we've been reading about all of these Black Hawk helicopters flying over all the major metropolitan areas doing drills. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, somebody asked me that the other day, and you know, just quickly, is that I worked in a the Marine Corps in a warfighting lab. One of the things we were practicing was urban combat, not for urban combat in the United States, but to learn how to effectively use our troops and our communications. You know, in other places, this was after Mogadishu when the Rangers and Delta had it handed to them. And we used, we were in San Francisco and we were flying in and we were over the ships out there, you know, where the mothball fleet is. We were in Chicago. We were in a lot of different places practicing tactics, but it had nothing to do with taking down American cities.
Okay.
It had to do
okay.
with just training. So, you know, down south in I think where it was in Florida, I think you're getting, you've got a couple of special operations airfields out of there.
Sure.
And Miami's always been pretty friendly and other places down there about letting, the police and the military practice their tactics in large cities because
okay.
otherwise we can't.
Great. So that's nice to know. People don't have to freak out about it.
Well, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that's the way it used to be. You know, if I have a Black Hawk flying over my house, I might get a tendency
yeah.
to, you know, I grab my dog and uncover the 20 Mike anti-aircraft battery. I mean, who knows what's going to go out there. So,
yeah.
Anyway, what's up tonight?
Hey, so tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church, we are having a gentleman by the name of Pete Wright, who is a special education attorney. And this guy's gone to bat for a number of individual cases where children needed special accommodations in the educational environment, in their classroom, in their school, whether it be a physical need or, you know, perhaps they have dyslexia. But he has written a number of articles and briefs on the need for accommodations for kids that have special educational needs. And it's kind of interesting because Erin and I were talking about this yesterday, and her sister is a teacher in the Bay Area, and it is one of those things that could be carried too far. For instance, like No Child Left Behind has proven not to work, and it has actually lowered the bar for all kids in the educational system. So it's going to be interesting to hear what this gentleman has to say because I don't know whether we're going to agree with him or not, but that's okay.
There, you know what? As long as people can give their viewpoints and not be shouted down or yelled at, which I know doesn't happen there.
It does not.
You know, just like here, sometimes I don't agree with a lot of the people or some of the people, some of the things they say, but you know what? You try to be civil and we have to learn by this way and just practice
right.
that at the political levels would be much better.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's tonight at 6 p.m. Destiny
yes.
Fellowship.
Yep, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
All right. Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
Thanks, you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back with Enjoy Magazine, and then we're going to be enjoying ourselves.
Down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit, offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:16 in the morning. 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee and espresso joes, and meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
All right, we're so excited for the month of February. Do you say February or February?
I say you, February.
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 Some people I say November.
February. Some people say February.
Yeah.
February.
Well, yeah.
Right. Rhonda Ball, James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine. It's one of my favorite times. This is a great way to start our Monday morning. And of course, it's February, so
February.
We think so in the Enjoy store, and this month's edition of Enjoy is Endless Love with two darling children and puppies. Does it get cuter than that?
It's all about amour.
Amore. All right, so let's, should we just, it's in your hands. What do you want to talk about?
As an Italian, please don't do that.
Don't say amore?
No. No, put it in his hands.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
It's a good Italian song you were singing. Do you know the words? All of the words?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Most people, too. Even me. I don't know.
Cantare. That's it.
Yeah, so endless love. I mean, yeah. Children, puppies. How do you get any better
than
that?
Love.
Baby rabbit.
Well, you've got chocolate food.
Oh, yeah.
This is loaded with all kinds of, yeah, all the romantic things. Yeah. Chocolate, like you said, food, beauty,
family love.
Yeah. Love, yeah.
You've got an article about Peter Robbins, too, and he's really a very unique, special guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So let's kick off with you, Rhonda. Where'd you like to start?
Well, one of my favorite stories in this issue was written by Kimberly Bonet, and it is called Share the Love, and it is about Obiama officer who, I don't know if you saw Hairspray.
Yes.
She was Motormouth in Hairspray.
Yes. Yeah.
Motormouth Maybell.
And, when I saw that play, I saw her perform, I said, oh my gosh, that woman is bigger than life. We have to do a story on her. So, Kimberly Bonet did a really great job. She's pretty unique. She's 31. She has 7 children and a grandchild.
How old is she?
31.
None
of her children are biologically hers. The first 4 children were her sisters, and her husband Nathaniel adopted them. And then Nathaniel's father died, and they had foster children, and the mother said, I just can't take care of all 5 of these kids. So they took 3 of them, and since then one of the children has had a child, and she does sign language, and he is, I believe.
Because they were special needs children.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, I don't think that.
Oh, okay. When you said sign language, I was just wondering.
No, but she teaches. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful form of art.
And he is, he works at Sequoia with special needs children.
Okay.
But I got to meet the family when they were doing the photo shoot, and what an amazing family. It was just, she's amazing. How can you not be to take in all those kids? And
is she a native Reddingite, or is she come?
No, I don't think she is. She came.
She came from another area.
Yes.
So. You know those people that you see and meet when you're out in the world, and they just have that extra spark.
Yeah.
You know, it's just there without question. It's extra sensory. You can pick that up. They're just special people.
Mm-hmm.
That's her. Yeah.
Well,
it's just built in.
She's plugged in to that, to take 7 children on and to
and
have
31.
It. But to also be
in a new marriage too.
And to be graceful.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I get from this article and from her is that she's graceful. It's obviously there's a lot of, faith and a higher power going on.
Absolutely.
You can tell that that's in part of her, in her makeup.
Right.
So that's just a beautiful thing to witness.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break here. This is a great article to start off with because this is obviously a woman of great deeds.
Of substance.
Mm-hmm. And substance and of a huge heart.
Yes.
So we'll be right back. Carl and Bob, we have Enjoy Magazine, James Masada and Rhonda Ball with us today. We'll be right back after these messages.
James.
You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
We're Going Places is an auction dinner event by the University Preparatory School Educational Foundation, raising funds to place an iPad in every classroom by the start of the next school year. UPrep, with an academic performance index of 910, is reaching higher and wants to partner with the community to maximize the learning potential of every student. Go to myuprep.com to purchase tickets, sponsor tables, and make direct donations, or call 242-0424.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl and the Bot. It is 8:25 and more, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue and check out your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Your neighbor's giving you great, great prices and great deals on all of these vehicles, whether they're new or previously owned, cars, trucks, and SUVs. And their service department is second to none. They take great pride in keeping those vehicles on the road. Get them in, get them out. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. That's Redding Crown Motors. Our guest, James Masada, who has got this little licking thing with his lips going on, and Rhonda Ball.
No, it's an inside joke. He smacks his lips to know he's on the air.
Yeah. So does
I'm here.
Now, so do 8 million other people.
He gave
okay.
it away.
All right. Okay, Enjoy Magazine. And we've just, what else? I mean, what else is going on? I mean, North State, if you want to find out what's going on in the North State, this is it.
It is. Thank you for that.
And this article is from Carrie Regan, and she is such a great writer.
She is.
Followed her through the years. She is amazing, and this is an article
written.
This
is intersection, or kind of like, is it? What, this is not the giving back. We had another giving
back.
No, it's
not the giving back because
that
soup's
stopped
on.
Me because it's almost like that in a way. Yeah, it's called Soup's On, and it's on page 66 of the February issue. And would you? How do you say his last name? Is it Babs?
Babs.
Okay.
Bab.
Bab.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bab. Justin Babb, Reading Soup offers a Babb hearty
soup.
Helping of community. And this is a really, I love this. First of all, I love soup.
Me too.
So I love this picture. I mean, this page is just laid out. Of course, it has a, you know, a connotation
Campbell's
back
soup.
To the Campbell's,
yes.
which, you know, when I think of Campbell's soup and the tomato soup, it's all warm and
mm-hmm.
toasty and
mm-hmm.
all that kind of stuff. But this is a really great article. It was, it's a gentleman. He works out at Shasta College. I guess was inspired or brought partly inspired by the TEDx movement, which I'm sure some of you are familiar with. It's a great thing that I believe in, and I try to support them here in town. TEDx is a .com company that actually posts significant speaking engagements from all over the world.
They get 18 minutes to make their point.
Yeah.
Education
yeah.
discussion.
We can't hear that.
Yeah.
It says 18 minutes.
Everybody is given 18 minutes. No, well, thanks, Bob, because that
for
does
anything.
Help.
For anything.
Yes. But it posts meaningful things that are happening in the world. And you can go to the website and literally spend days watching these 18-minute segments.
We've had the people from TEDx on here
yeah.
before.
Oh,
you know, in
really?
Fact, several times.
Probably. Yeah. So what they've done, this is an international thing, and now what it's come down to is that you can, communities can start their own TEDx movements on a local level that's connected to the national level. And it's really about people just doing amazing things that better humanity and in our society and bring up provocative and or just simple, issues in our world and address them and fix them and invent and create. So anyway. Long story short.
Educational.
Yeah.
Provocative.
This gentleman, is done something that's really cool, and it actually touched a nerve for me because it's on microlending, which is, there's a TEDx, segment that I watched a long time ago of a woman that started this organization that had nothing, and it has turned it into $1 billion microlending for third world countries. Mm. So I thought this was very cool, and this is on a local level. And basically what they do is they serve soup, and you buy a ticket for $8. And everybody gets together and people talk about their movements or whatever it is that they're trying to create, and then the panel votes and whoever wins gets the funding from all the soup that was sold. But it has to stay on this, on a local level. And you can chime in any, if you have any. I'm talking to Rhonda.
Rhonda.
A little bit more.
No.
No, because I'm not being very clear, but it's really super cool.
Well,
it's a great article to read.
It's a way to start. It's a way to give a kind of a lift, young entrepreneurs that are right here with an idea. Yeah, it's maybe not thousands of dollars, but it is, it is going to help some
community effort.
Yeah, help some complete ideas.
It's micro lending based upon soup sales that are happening all right in front of you.
Great idea.
And you have, I guess part of it to receive the money is you have to do it through this non-traditional form of lending. You can't go through traditional forms of lending to make it happen.
And did you have guys like Bruno come in afterwards if you don't pay it back?
No. All right. Well, that's really it. We've got to take a break. We're going to come back.
We got a minute.
Oh, we can't take an early break?
No.
Oh.
Because it's impossible.
We're hooked into the network.
Nobody can seem to be flexible in the morning schedule. So.
Well, we could take a break right now, except it would just be like a minute of just of us just chatting.
Well, I was thinking about, it's interesting because my niece sent an email saying that she, and they live in the Bay Area, that they donated money in my parent, in our family's name, and it was this very kind of thing. In fact, I'm going to go back and see if it is, you're talking about the TEDx thing, and they talked about different people who are needed money for entrepreneurial types of businesses that they were looking for, or to grow a garden, or you know.
And ours is TEDxReading.com.
Okay.
And we'll be right back after the news. Our guest, the Enjoy Magazine, James Posada and Rhonda Ball. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Giangrasso. President Obama's campaigning in Minnesota today for tougher gun controls.
The president will head to the Minneapolis police headquarters, but efforts for universal background checks, ammunition limits, and weapons bans are facing strong resistance. President Obama argues sensible gun laws will not threaten the Second Amendment.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington, D.C. Outside Tulsa, Coweta, Oklahoma police confirm a shooting at a middle school. Parents reportedly say it was a suicide. Now a 7-day ordeal. A young boy is still being held in a bunker in Midland City, Alabama, by a man identified as Jimmy Lee Dykes, who's accused of killing the child's school bus driver last week.
Police say Dykes randomly grabbed a 5-year-old who he is now held in his underground bunker for 7 days, sparking regular nightly candlelight vigils and public prayer.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year.
The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, January the 4th. Sorry, it's February the 4th. Bob was gone for a few days, and when he's gone, I just lose track of everything. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time, great prices, great haircuts.
They cut your hairs. Oh,
they cut them all off there. You know what?
Discounts for trim your ears.
Do they do your eyebrows?
My eyebrows.
Yeah. They do your eyebrows?
Uh-huh. Your eyebrows too.
They should.
See, yeah. I don't go in there.
They don't wax though. Yeah. They don't wax.
We've
been talking about waxing during the break.
At the break.
And frankly, I will, you know,
we're
what, just
not going
the
there.
Last thought I heard of waxing, I'll never, never
well,
even.
Some guys wax
I
their
don't want to see. I don't even want to
well,
think about
and it. And more and Let more guys are waxing
this.
Their chest.
Let me finish what I'm talking about for Cypress Square Barbershop. They do not wax. However, they will cut your hair. They shave around your neck and ears. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
Well, but we were talking about waxing because we do have a new wax center in Reading.
Okay, let's talk about – you want to talk about that?
Well, just briefly because it's actually – they're just – it's a new
is
business.
Is that what they do?
It's called the European Wax Center.
On the corner.
And it is a national chain.
In Churn Creek. Off of Churn Creek,
yes,
right?
It's yes. Over by it's over by the Safeway, right there by where the Safeway gas station
is.
Is that photo on the back page of Enjoy? Is that the three people that will be waxing you?
You may get waxed then. No, I thought, how interesting. Okay.
One of our actually employees that work in the store, Alexa, works at the store part-time, and she also now has a job over at the European Wax Center.
Boy, I can never have anybody wax me that I knew.
There is an art.
Yes.
There's an art to that.
There is,
and I know it's summer season. And
everybody's claim to fame is different in how their waxes work, and European wax, I think, is unique in itself. It's a honey-based wax or something
good,
like that.
Good,
but they do head-to-toe waxing.
Yes. Yeah. It's not necessarily in sync with what they would call Brazilian.
Well,
it is European.
Yes.
So there's just
you want to hear every
the Brazilian,
bad word
the Brazilian though is just a term that's kind of like Kleenex is to a certain to a certain wax job.
I thought Brazilian was everything. I thought Brazilian wax meant you everything down there.
Okay,
is
I
wax.
Don't know.
All right.
Okay.
I've never had it done.
Let's talk about dogs.
Oh, we have a great story about a dog trainer in Red Bluff. His name is Gary Watts.
Great story.
Yeah, it is. It's a really neat story. It's on page 47.
Okay.
And Gary was injured in combat, and he had some head injuries, and he has always had an obsession for dogs.
Since he was a little boy. And he couldn't have his own dog, so he collected glass dogs with his allowance money. I think the article says he collected up to 500 glass figurine dogs. That's how much he loves dogs.
Wow.
And it was always his dream to be a dog trainer. And when he got back from Iraq, he, started training dogs. And, from what I understand, he's a pretty darn good dog trainer. He also has a daughter with special needs, and the daughter has a service dog. That
super cute little it's
just
a part
darling.
Chihuahua and part something else, and she's almost as little as her dog. She's so cute. Look at her.
She has her blood sugar levels change, so the dog is trained to let
notice
them
that?
Know. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Just,
well,
you know
they
what?
Can do that.
The disorder that she has usually people don't live past the age of 3.
Yeah.
So she's I know
six
obviously
and a half,
she's
I think.
Six and a half and doing the odds, but. blood sugar is critical, I guess, to her life. And so, you know, at night, those types of things, having to get up all the time and test blood and stuff. But the dog is trained to actually smell the fluctuation in her chemistry and warn when her sugar levels are changing, and so that they can.
Wow.
So is he actually training dogs for this kind of special need, dogs for special needs?
No, he's actually goes to the probation officer. He goes to the he trains people that are on probation, and
he trains them how to be dog trainers and how to take care of a dog.
Uh-huh.
And this helps them.
That's a nice rehabilitation.
Well, this is a rehabilitation type thing they're doing
in itself.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Well, I'll share a quick dog story. There was a gal that I know out of Red Bluff who would get grand mal seizures.
Mm-hmm.
And she carried her dog with her wherever she went. And that dog, here's the story just about how true it is. She was in Costco and the dog did its, like, alarm, whatever it did. I don't know how it, I don't know if it howls or it barks or whatever it does. But she wasn't having the grand mal seizure. Someone three aisles down checking out was having a grand mal seizure. So the dog, I just thought that is amazing.
The dog picked up on
how
that.
These little spiritual animals are, you know, that's that whole kind of like we're all connected thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, dogs are, I mean, what they can do for us from service from any perspective, but now dogs, there are dogs that can smell cancer.
Yes.
There are dogs that are used in the military to smell explosives. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, the dogs from far away, and, you know, they can sniff hands and these things, too. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We're with Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Ball and James Masada. And Linda and I will be right back after these messages.
This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and a very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors, Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You know, Shasta Gas Propane, competitive in prices, senior and veteran discounts, locally owned, family operated. Everybody is safety trained, of course, and service oriented. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties can't be wrong. 530-365-3793. Our guest, James Masada and Rhonda Ball of Enjoy Magazine.
Thanks, Bob, for your good choices of coming back music.
Oh, he does something. He's got hot on the bump music.
I loved
tonight.
That one. That one brings me back.
Shall we talk about your stores?
Stores.
Yes, because you've got an announcement, or unless you've already made it, and I wasn't.
Not officially, but openly, we've been talking about it with our vendors. So, yeah, I love to talk about our store because, you know, I'm just really partial to it. And I know that that probably isn't a good thing, but.
Why not?
Well, because you don't want to sound boastful, but I really like our store. Well, I love the environment. I love the employees.
I'll tell you, James, when somebody comes into the store not really knowing you, and they come in, you will take the. It's like a museum. What I mean is that somebody who definitely knows you are the curator. You know the works. You tell the story. You make people feel welcome. And I have friends that have gone in there to look for specific gifts, and they go, "Wow, that guy that was in there, he was just. He made me feel so. I want to go back." Seriously. I just gotta tell you that I love it when people say good stuff behind your back.
Well, we did expand right before Christmas, and a lot of our clientele have been very appreciative and have received it very well. It not quite doubled the size because, you know, it was really more of a boutique. So we're really excited about the expansion. We did really, really phenomenal business at Christmas, so thanks to all the patrons in the North State for coming in and realizing that buying local and supporting local producers and regional producers is the way to go. So thanks for that. And we continue to strive to find all those really great and unique producers to bring into the store. Mm. You know, our store is plumb packed with stuff from as little as a refrigerator magnet up to 14 feet hand carved mahogany kayaks. So there's some really incredible things in there. And, after our expansion, we, are in the process of, another expansion, which I'm really proud of. And that is, we're going to be opening a sister store in Red Bluff.
Wow.
On Main Street.
Let's hear the applause meter. Woo!
And that is through a partnership with, Kate and Brandon Grissom, who will be opening the store, and it is their baby. So, we're going to be, collaborating with them, and just, allowing the opportunity for people farther south to not have to journey so far up to Reading.
And there's more room for goodies.
Yes, and they actually have a much bigger location. So for them, they're really lucky that they're going to do some really cool things. They're going to I think they're going to bring in a friend's shoes, which, is the reason why that's going to be allowed is because the shoe organization is a really giving back for the community.
Wow.
And then they also have a winery that's going to be coming in and doing a little tasting room. So lovely. There's going to be a lot of different things. So we're super excited about that.
Well, Red Bluff is a little boutique-y when you go downtown. Well, there's some fun stuff.
Yes. And you know what? Reading's downtown could take a huge cue from.
Yes.
I really wish we could get it together. But yeah, you can go down there and have lunch. And walk up one side and down the other. Mm-hmm. It is what a downtown should be. And they really, Red Bluffians do a really great job of supporting their downtown.
So will it be called the Enjoy Store?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And that will be downtown Red Bluff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but right now, let's tell our listeners again where you're located. And where does somebody, if somebody's making something special that they think is special, but they're not brave enough to feel like, oh, I need to get, I'd really like to maybe sell these if it passes the inspection, who would they get in contact with?
They can call the store. We're located at 1475 Placer Street, Suite D. We're right on almost the exact corner of Placer and California, right next to Spoon Me Yogurt. And All they have to do is just call us. They don't, nobody has to make an appointment. You can just come in, bring samples of what you do, and we'll have you fill out a panel form, and it'll just basically give the items that you're leaving behind. And then we have a panel that goes and reviews the products.
Lovely.
To make sure it's a good fit for the store. A lot of it is by, you know, if we have things that are already like that, or if we have a plethora and that kind of stuff. But stock rotates. We try to bring in artists at different times, those types of things. So anybody can do that. Go ahead.
I just wanted to, before we go out here for a minute, I just got a chat room. And I just want to talk about Enjoy Magazine for a second. We start off every month, the first Monday of every month, with Enjoy Magazine. And, yeah, you know what? This maybe isn't the kind, you know, it isn't gun rights or, you know, chemtrails or, you know, political things. But Enjoy Magazine is the premier magazine in the North State that illuminates so many great things about the North State. That's why we start off, each month with that to, you know, to talk about the great things that happen here in the state. We truly enjoy, as many others have written now in the chat room, truly enjoy Magazine because of what you all stand for. You stand for quality, and you stand for getting the word out about places and people that you would never know about. You've had three people that we've talked about today that I would have never known about that we want to further illuminate. Somebody that's come back from Iraq, a war veteran who trains animals and trains them to, you know, as not only service animals, but just, you know, for a great animal to have around. We talked about people in entrepreneurship with the soup and the Texas. We talked about a lot of things here. If it's not every day us hammering away at something, that's just the way it's going to be, because we also enjoy the beauty of the North State.
Yes.
So we got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Redding, 530-226-0992.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Mistake Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid at the David Marr Theater in Reading on February 1st, 2nd, and 9th. Adapted from the 2008 Disney Broadway production, this musical features the hit songs Part of Your World, She's in Love, and the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea, all with live music. Have have your picture taken with your favorite character after each performance. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office, online at cascadetheater.org, or by calling 243-8877.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Enjoy magazine. Community, it's literature for the North State here. Our guest, of course, is James Posada and Rhonda Ball. And Linda is back. You know what? You're just so, I'm so happy you're here.
It's great to be back. It's been a while, but it was really great to get super organized. 40 years of music, I said, was turned upside down. So now I can go to the W's and know that I can, and I found charts that I haven't looked at since 1980, since wow. 70s. That are orchestrations that I can now know again where things are. So that feels really good. Now in the Enjoy magazine, I noticed that you had an article on Nanette and her chocolate.
Nancy, yeah.
Nancy.
Yes.
She definitely.
She's like an institution.
Yes. She is.
I think everybody's had her chocolates.
Man, they are.
We feel very fortunate to carry her chocolates and because, you know, she does. And what's really great about it is Nancy produces chocolates that are kind of signature pieces for different locations. So not everybody carries the exact same pieces of chocolate. But yeah, she's amazing. Her chocolate is amazing. Mm. And, she does a lot of really special requests for us. We, had a wedding where I think somebody ordered 120 some plus, what do you call them?
Truffles.
That were all singly yes. packaged for a wedding gift, for the wedding party to hand out or at each place setting. So it's amazing. And, you know, and she also does flowers.
She does everything. Yeah. She has a million jobs. You know, it's really wonderful,
to see, and this is what you witness and what we witness here is about people who pay attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's happening a lot of times when our society becomes more, marginalized or vanilla, if I like to call it, is it's really nice to see, that again, that attention mm-hmm. to detail. The Eagles. There's this wonderful full page spread here.
And that's
Patriot
kind of a neat.
Liberty.
The woman that took this photo, she has cards in the store. So I saw one of her cards and I said, oh, well, that would be a great, and especially for February because it's a little eagle couple.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, Eagle love.
Because
I haven't been following, but I think is it either the end of this month, the beginning of next month that they're supposed to start laying?
I think they're gearing up.
Well, we watched it before. Remember the, is it eaglets? Mm-hmm. Is that what they're called? Where we could watch the, nest and people would watch it every day. We'd be on the eagle cam live. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, Renee Tolbert is the photographer who took this and she has a few different ones and this one kind of was my favorite, so.
Well, we were talking about at the break, and we want to just, you know, say one more time, is that the Paul Harvey commercial on the farmer the Super Bowl was so meaningful because it makes you think about the heart. It showed the cracked hands, mm-hmm. the families, the sacrifice, but it always comes down to the farmer. I mean, if you've got family that was ever in the Midwest or you yourself have known what it is to grow, this is why we support a lot of the local of, you know, farmers markets, people who do things, because it takes that kind of commitment mm-hmm. to create.
Yes.
I thought that was the best commercial of the night. I don't remember really there being any other spectacular commercials for me. That
it was beautifully done.
Yeah.
It was, and it was just strictly something from what, the 1980s? He said it from the 80s or something they recorded.
I'm not sure,
but it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was well worth it because everybody's talking about that and that one about the Budweiser Colt.
Yeah, that one was
I like that.
That told a story.
Yeah.
It told a story.
That was a Scott production, you know, of course, and they're, you know, he's wonderful. I think he did it the year before too.
Telling a story.
Yes. Yeah. But I think what really resonates with most of us as far as, was the farmer commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think it represents a lot of things that people in the Northern California believe in. You know, maybe they're not farmers, but I think they believe in it about, sense of responsibility.
And people are getting back to basics and
getting back to basics. Yep. Yes, absolutely. And taking responsibility for your life and not having to rely on so many other people. I mean, you hear about it when I say rely on other people, like the government.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the government's there to provide certain things and some people need help at times. Mm-hmm. But to take care of yourself and your family, I think, is the bottom line. I think everybody would love to do that.
Yeah.
I think everybody would like to be able to take care of their family and themselves without outside help.
Well, and I think it's really great. You know, I'm a big technology person, but I think really we need to remember that we can have the technology side of things and have the hard work and the basics and the, you know, organicness of life too. You just need to be able to blend the two of them, because there's no reason why you can't get your hands dirty in your garden and tweet at the same time. You know?
Well, you can have your iPhone on you and be tweeting the same time you're doing growing cilantro.
That's
what you're trying to do. Our guests have been James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine.
Thank you. And we just scratched the surface on the stories in this issue. You know what? Pick up a copy.
Please do that. We've got, I think, whatever copies we have, you're usually gone in a couple of days. But we have some down here at 1326 Market Street, Enjoy Magazine. Hey, tomorrow, Doug LaMalfa will be on and be talking about his first couple of weeks in the being a congressman, and he's going to do this every month. We have this set up, so once a month our congressman's going to call in and update us on what's going on. Linda, I'm so happy you're back.
I'm glad to
be
back. All right, so join us tomorrow here on KCNR 1460. Thank you, Bob. I hope you're feeling better. Great to have Bob Belanti back.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. Reporting for duty at the State Department, newly installed Secretary of State John Kerry. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And John Kerry jokes he has big heels to fill following Secretaries of State Hillary Clinton and Condoleezza Rice.
Can a man actually run the State Department?
In a welcome address to State Department staff, Kerry noting the death of Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans in Benghazi, Libya.
Everything I do will be focused on the security and safety of our people.
Congress set to hold another round of hearings on that attack Thursday. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta will testify. Pam.
Thanks, Jared. Another school day marred by gun violence. Police in Oklahoma confirm a shooting at the Coweta Intermediate School. It's believed to be a suicide. Topping President Obama's agenda, a roundtable on reducing gun violence. The president heading to Minneapolis to push his proposals. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.